This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, what's up today?
Oh, today, yet another fine day, you know, summertime coming into my life. So I'm finally getting a little more active.
Good, good. Well, I know you spend a lot of time on the phone talking to people and teaching them about health and how they can improve themselves. And one of the things that we've talked about in the past that I, you know, for selfish reasons want to keep bringing up is kind of the aging male syndrome. Like all the things, I mean, people talk about women and PMS and everything that happens to them and all that sort of stuff, and us poor guys get kind of left behind. And the fact of the matter is that we do experience changes. Like I'm quite a bit different than I was in my 20s and a teenager and early 30s. And I'm just I'm really curious as to what I can do. I mean, to try to keep active and eat well and all those, you know, get rest and all those good things, but you know, is there anything kind of new on the horizon that, you know, guys that are getting in their 40s and 50s, 60s, 70s and up might want to know about?
Certainly.
And their woman friends would love them to know about, right? If you know what I mean?
Oh, definitely, yes. Well, as you well know, the most popular advertisement on the television now is for that famous blue pill.
That's right. And not only that, every second email I get is some friend of mine telling me that I need to buy some of those too, which I'm wondering how they know, but anyway.
Well, they don't really know, but the reason we are getting this deluge of spam about these, what is it called, male dysfunction, something like that, erectile dysfunction, ED issues, is because the advertising is working. I'm sure the spammers would long stop if they weren't making money.
That's right.
So they are making money. So there are many men, probably from their 30s onward, that feel that their performance just straight out of the box is not good enough, that they need to enhance it somehow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and,
sure.
Well, no surprise there. You know, the more toxic one gets, the more debilitated the situation. Testosterone levels are declining, we know that. Estrogen levels are rising. We are reading about the pseudoestrogens or phytoestrogens, the pseudoestrogens that come out of plastics and phytoestrogens that come out of whole grain foods that we eat, all of which reduces the man's being a man, turning him into a woman. You know, that's what the classic treatment for prostate cancer or prostate enlarged prostates,
right,
is. You know, you give men estrogen, they start growing breasts and they start losing hair.
Doing the things that estrogen causes in guys.
Yeah, well, you know, you're turning a man into a woman.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
That's not good.
So, very undesirable. And that's what's going on, you know. Today, a 40-year-old man is probably less of a man than back in 1950s. Anyway, so I have been quite bothered by the aging male syndrome myself because, you know, I'm 55. Things aren't as they used to be. You know, I've suffered from the metal toxicity. That's a public thing now. I've told it on the podcast number of times,
right.
And I have had many effects of the toxicity. I mean, I've suffered all kinds of symptoms from fibromyalgia to brain fog to I don't know. I don't even want to list it all. But anyway, one of the side effects has also been that my testosterone levels aren't as good as they used to be.
Mm.
So I have been looking for something that I could feel good about. I looked into the HGH, the human growth hormone.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what that is?
Well, the growth hormone is the hormone that's released in a young person. You know, growth, as in when your body is growing.
And so you're going from like 10 to 20, and you put on more bone mass, you put on more muscle mass, your bones get larger.
Yes, all of that. Well, you know, you have teenage boys in your household, right?
Yeah.
You're watching this go. I mean, these guys are so virile, so energetic, so able to recover from bumps and bruises.
Well, in fact, one of them, I spent the last week in Panorama near Banff, Alberta, and when I got back a week later, I swear my 16-year-old grew an inch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because I'm looking up higher at him, and I'm thinking, I don't remember looking that high when I left, right?
Yes. And also, of course, he's putting on weight. He's putting on muscle. You know, the typical 16-year-old man is putting on weight, filling out. Anyway, he's full of growth hormone. And wouldn't it be nice if I could have something like that? So some men go for growth hormone injections to maintain the youthfulness of their bodies.
Is that effective?
Oh, yeah, it works. Absolutely. Both testosterone injections and growth hormone injections work.
Now, is there a bad side to that?
Well, one is ethical. You know, the thing is that injection anything is an assault to the body that's totally unnatural. You know, we're supposed to eat things through the mouth or perhaps absorb things through the skin, but we're certainly not supposed to mainline anything.
Right.
So, you know, philosophically, I'm opposed to that. Unless it's a dire emergency when I need to, you know, save myself with an injection of, anti-venom or something.
Right.
I don't really want to have an injection.
Right.
The other thing is the inconvenience of it. If you're doing it, let's just say, once a month, you will have huge swings because you get the injection that's supposed to last you a month. So for the first week, you're going to be in a huge overdose, and then for the last week, you're going to be in an underdose. So that's sort of like the female hormonal cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be PMSing for the first week after and the last week before. Or else you're going to go every 2 weeks for a smaller dose, and you're going to be looking for places where you can stick needles in your body, because pretty soon you'll be sore all over.
Mm. Ouch.
Well, yes, ouch is right. However, it works. Athletes have proven it to be working. It's a banned thing for athletes, but it cannot be proven, really, because it's a natural thing. If you ingest natural testosterone, you cannot tell, other than that you have elevated levels of testosterone, for which some people get kicked off of some athletic competition. But anyway, the velvet that grows on the antlers of ungulates. You know, this will be the deer, elk, wapiti, you know, those type of animals. This material is the fastest growing thing in nature. I mean, if you can visualize it, every spring this elk is putting on a rack of phenomenal size, and it grows on him inside of several weeks.
Okay.
So the velvet, that fuzzy covering that's on top of that bone, that's the growing part. And at the end of the season, the elk just simply rub it off. They just simply get rid of it by rubbing it off in nature. You know, they rub it on trees and stuff like that. So in a farming situation where elks are raised in an elk farm, so the staff will rub it off for them and harvest it and collect it and put it in bottles and make it available to us poor people who get to eat it in capsules.
Interesting. I know when you first told me about this, I was thinking I was just thinking elk antlers, right?
But, yes, of course, ground up horns. Right?
Ground up horns, right? I go, oh, you know, and then another thing I was thinking, because I had this image of, you know, they hack off the antlers and then they grind it up, which, and I was like, oh my goodness, that would be just awful. And knowing you as I know you, I couldn't imagine that you would wish, you know, anyone's antlers to be, you know, ripped off. And
yeah.
And so, you know, that was kind of my first inclination. Then as I was reading the information on the Life Enthusiast Co-op website before our recording, I realized, of course, that we weren't not talking about the elk antler at all. We were talking about this covering that happens, and it's a covering that the elk itself gets rid of.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those perfect things.
Right. When he's finished growing the set of antlers, he actually just rubs it off, and it becomes, you know, it just peels off to show the hard bone that's underneath. It's, you know, sort of, if you visualize a tree, the tree has the inner part, and then it has the cambium and the bark on the outside. And it's the cambium that is the growing part of the tree. That's where all the fluids and juices and liquids run up and down the tree. Well, this is sort of like that, except it's on the outside of the antlers, outside of the bone.
So just to kind of tease our listeners for a second, there's been a few people that have contacted us who've been using this particular velvet, and I just wanted to share a couple of the stories because I just thought they were amazing. One was from Bonnie in Denver, and she wrote in and said, "I'm 80 years old and have had very bad rheumatoid arthritis. After taking velvet antler, I was able to cut my medication back by more than 75% and feel much better and have a lot of energy. I'm traveling and playing the piano again," which is just amazing. And
yeah.
The other one that I just wanted to share was from Scott Zimmerman. He says, "I play for the St. Louis Rams NFL football team. After a shoulder injury, I was out for most of the season, but by taking velvet antler, it took less than a third of the time anticipated to heal. I was able to play much sooner than expected and have noticed more endurance during workouts." So I thought, you know, that was just incredible. And
yeah.
He's still in St. Louis, I believe. And
yeah.
Then the last one was from Eddie, who's a professional rodeo cowboy. He's,
yeah.
I guess, with the PRCA. And he says, "I was steer wrestling in a rodeo in Little Rock, Arkansas." And I think, you know, if you're wrestling a steer, and you dislocate your shoulder like he did, I think you deserve it. But anyway, he began taking the velvet antler in January, and his shoulder has not hurt or been a problem since. I've not been back to physical therapy since January. So... that
yeah.
to me is just amazing, whether you're an athlete or you're,
a regular guy.
A regular person, you know.
Well, I mean, we all get injured regardless, right? I mean, you can twist an ankle or pull a muscle whether you are an athlete or not.
That's right.
That's the application. It's the IGF, the insulin, growth factor, that the IGF-1 that gets stimulated by this. So to give some background on it, you know, the growth hormone is actually produced in the pituitary, in the brain,
mm-hmm.
and then that stimulates the body's regenerative functions, building muscle, building bones, building, you know, all of the tissues. I mean, when, you know, I was doing a 90-day test of it. And indeed, you know, I was putting on muscle without exercise. I was losing fat without exercise. I mean, I was turning into a 20-year-old guy again.
Wow.
Which is great.
Yeah, I think we all want that to happen. Well, except the women, of course. They want to be 20-year-old women.
Yeah. the unexpected side benefit was that indeed my sexual function improved significantly.
Cool.
Which was a real nuisance, because at that time my wife was not taking the supplement.
Now she's caught up, I hope.
Oh, she's going to now. I was doing I was doing the testing on one product, but decided to carry a different one in the end. The product we settled on comes from Minnesota. There's a company, it's a ranch. It's McCoy's ranch that they have thousands of acres and a whole bunch of elk running wild there. well, they're not wild, they're in a pen. But anyway, these people are able to supply us a decent quantity of it at a very reasonable price, relatively speaking. You know, it's a $90 product, and that bottle would represent about a 2 month supply for a regular use and 1 month for somebody who really wants to put the pedal to the metal.
Right, right.
But heck, Viagra costs $10 a shot, right?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, I still think that's cheap.
You mean Viagra at $10 a shot cheap, or our supplement at $50 a month?
No, I think the Elk Velvet is cheap.
Okay. And the good thing is that it's actually quite, what shall I call it, ecological and non-threatening, and there's no downsides to it. There are scientific studies carried out in, especially in Russia, but also in New Zealand. You know, this thing has been researched up, down, and sideways. Mm-hmm. I have gone and done quite a bit of reading, and I've published all the scientific material that I could find on our website.
Yeah, there's just amazing stuff on there. I was just actually looking at it, and one of the articles that you have up talks about it being a naturally renewable resource, and it's kind of like wool, getting wool from the sheep, right? It just keeps growing back. I never realized that the antlers dropped every winter, and then they regrew
every spring.
So what that means is it's not just a harvest once. It means every year when the velvet covering is in its, you know, richest concentration of you know, all the growth factors and cofactors, that's when they obtain it. So you basically got this really brand new high growth composition that the deer or the elk don't want.
Exactly, and even the better thing is this: the older the elk male, the greater is his value because his rack keeps growing. Mm-hmm. So
and
We don't have a lot of incentive to kill him off. We want to keep him around, which is nice.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
I'd like to be more valuable as the older I get.
Hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. This society is upside down, where the most valuable you are is you're about 35, and then after that, I don't know, it gets tougher and tougher. If you're like a 50-year-old guy working a manual job, if you lose your job, it's probably it for you, you know? Like, it's pretty tough to go get yourself into a manufacturing retraining when you're 52 or 55 years old. Who's going to really want to invest in you?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So here, at least with the Velvet Antler, you can keep on working and whatever construction jobs or whatever physical work you do, because your body is able to repair itself. And I've found that, you know, a lot of people are contacting us saying, well, you know, I used to have a physical job, but I can't hold it anymore because it's just too much pain.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And as you know, we finally lucked out with the recovery, where we're able to liberate people from the pain of inflammation. But with this, with the Velvet Antler, we can actually bring people into rejuvenation. I mean, I find it exciting.
That's just amazing. One of the things that we've talked about when we talked about the Exela superfood products is the fact that most manufacturers who produce greens produce such high quantity at such fast speed that basically what they're doing is when they grind the greens, it creates so much heat in the grinding process that it basically cooks all the enzymes and destroys a lot of the nutritional value that is in the greens, the superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
How you've been able to work with Givardi to work with the manufacturers to make sure it's done in a very slow, cool process so that all the nutrients remain active. And I was just noticing as we were talking about the Elk Velvet that heat can also, if you're not careful on how you produce the Elk Velvet, the Velvet Antler product, you can destroy or reduce the beneficial properties. So they're very, very careful in how they produce it so that we, you know, it doesn't just become a kind of a dead thing that you're sticking in your body, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, I did a bit of research. I was talking to Tom McCoy, the owner of the McCoy Ranch, and asking him how they go about the manufacturing, because I wanted to find a product that didn't contain fillers. There are manufacturers that make the pills go longer. You know, they stretch it out. They give you a 500 mg pill, but or capsule, but it's half filled with other stuff. So instead, you know, this company puts out a healthy product, an unadulterated and unstretched and no fillers product, just straight goods. And a second thing is it's small quantities, small batch, essentially, controlled environment where we know we're dealing right at the manufacturing level rather than through some import from New Zealand of stuff that we don't know what that is. We know exactly what this is. This comes from a good old Tom McCoy in Minnesota, you know?
Right. He's a good old boy. He's a country farmer.
He's ranching. He's got an elk ranch, you know?
That's very cool.
Good old American ranching family, you know?
So how many, is there just one product that's, if someone was interested in finding out more?
Yeah, as far as this goes, we have settled on the elk antler. We might go with another product in this class in the future. There's another delivery method. You know, this is the raw elk antler powder in a capsule. I'm also considering getting a product that's a sublingual spray, stuff that's dissolved in fatty, fat soluble solution that would be spray under the tongue. But for now, this is what we're going with. The results are good, and the price is very reasonable. So that is the one product. Although I started doing some research into managing weights as well. Mind you, I'd like to save that for maybe one of the future episodes where we get to talk about how the bushmen in the Kalahari have been taking care of not having food on hand and having to go for a couple of days on a long march.
That sounds fascinating. So just to get back to the elk antler velvet, I just wanted to quickly summarize some of the benefits that they've talked about receiving from it. One was quicker recovery from injuries, and we've had a couple NFL players talk about that.
Yeah.
Increased blood circulation, which is always very, very good, because I know, my grandma, I remember she had really bad arthritis, and when you look, you could just tell that there was no blood going into her hands or feet.
Right.
Greater energy and vitality, which, of course... I just read the next line, improves sexual performance. So, I mean, that's something we all want, right?
Yes.
Stronger immune system, which I think is very important.
Yes.
Decreased soreness and stiffness, healthier skin, nails, and hair. So, and it's just amazing when you read all the things that are in it, beyond just the insulin-like growth factor that you talked about, all the different proteins, the fatty acids,
Right. Well, again, it's one of those natural complexes that are, everything you need all in one place.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an apple. You know, there's vitamin C, there's structured water, there's fiber, there's pectin, there's all kinds of stuff. If you take the apple apart, you will never put it back together. Together, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Separately, a glass of water and vitamin C might not be enough. Similarly with this elk antler, this is the natural compound, exactly the way nature or creation puts it together, so that when you take that, you're getting everything that you should have in this complex to get this job done. Actually, some of the benefits that that people are reporting is mental clarity. Creativity. I've had people who, like entrepreneurs reporting that they have better ideas about running their business. Artists reporting that they have better creative ideas.
Right.
Of course, better sleep. I mean, it goes from one end to the other. I mean, you know, this is the youth factor. So anything that young people get free and don't appreciate, you get it back.
That's right. It's one of those, if I only knew when I was young, I knew now about how good my health was, I would have appreciated it a lot more.
Right.
So anyways, where can we find more information about the Velvet?
Well, on our website, it's under brands McCoy Elks.
So www.life-enthusiast.com.
Yes, and okay. Click on brands and click on McCoy Elk Ranch.
The elk gives it away.
Yes.
Where are the elk velvet antler caps itself? Maybe under the elk ranch.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's right.
And cool. So any last words before we kind of sign off for this episode, Martin?
I can't think of it. Folks, if you want to do better in every way, sort of thing. We've had menopausal women reporting that this helps with just managing the hormonal changes. We've had executives that things are working better, and with athletes, you know, as young as in their 20s, reporting that their recovery improved. So this will work for everybody. So here goes, Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to youth, to the planet. You call us at 1-866-3388.
And if you want to listen to previous episodes of our podcast, head over to enthusiast.podomatic.com. It's all you can like this co-op site. So we're signing off, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you.